Well, last week I said a lengthy goodbye, and yet here I am again. When we planned the timing of the farewell luncheon, we thought we would keep it simple for scheduling, not really thinking through what it would mean in terms of two consecutive Sundays of goodbye, or torture, as a parishioner said to me last week. But although it is a little taxing on the heart, now I am actually glad, because it gives me an opportunity to say things that were left unsaid. Last week, the formal farewell, the sermon was about the spiritual and the practical meaning of a goodbye set in the context of Elijah and Elisha's farewell. And it was important for me, as your pastor, to articulate the meaning of farewell and God's presence in the midst of it. The gift of this second Sunday of goodbyes is that it allows me to complete an important part of my pastoral office in your midst, which is to assure you of God's presence, to pronounce God's blessing on you, and to send you into the world, into the future, to love and serve the Lord. Now, although my time here was short for an incumbency, 3 years, I did spend a lot of time with you during that time, and I think I got to know you really well. And in particular, the strengths that makes this parish unique in Oshawa. So the blessing that I want to offer you this morning is just a lifting up of what I see as the gifts in this place. And some of these insights I shared with you in a sermon 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, and enriched with a few more insights. One of the first things that struck me about Christ Church almost immediately upon my arrival is your hospitality. When I was only 2 months into my time here, a friend came to visit our family. She's a missionary overseas, and she joined us at church. And of course, after the service, I said, "Well, what did you think?" And she said, "I like your church. People made me feel welcome." Sharon continued, "Every church likes to think they're welcoming, but they're really not. I visit lots of churches, and I normally stand around during coffee hour, and nobody talks to me, although I'm obviously a newcomer. But here, 5 different people came up to talk to me, to welcome me, and to find out if I needed help." Now, obviously, that is not like a very scientific approach to identifying gifts, but I really have noticed this hospitality, this spiritual gift, in so many different areas at Christ Church. This is a parish where there are people who regularly, in their own lives, welcome people into their homes for short and long periods and care for them in profound ways. It's a parish where there's a lot of fellowship happening behind the scenes as people gather and they care for one another in small groups and in friendships. It's a parish that is welcoming of children and families. I had a chance to say goodbye to one of our young parents who had told me when asked why they came to Christ Church and stayed, she said, "It's the only place that wasn't glad to see the back of us." She has 4 kids with special needs. So the spiritual gift of hospitality is a significant one here. It's about welcoming people into our family household and into the household of faith. But I think the other side of this gift is the spiritual gift of evangelism, which is about extending God's hospitality to our neighbors. And this is a spiritual gift that is strong at Christ Church as we seek to share God's welcome with others. This is a church that's always looking outward. I see this in ministries like Live Nativity and the Easter Walk, the Parenting Teens course that connected with people in the neighborhood, the CAP Money Management course, and Alpha. Christ Church has a gift of extending the welcome of God, and I really hope that you will continue to be intentional in your ministries of hospitality and evangelism. The next two spiritual gifts I see in this place as particularly noticeable are the gifts of leadership and administration, which are also kind of a pair. Christ Church has a reputation in the diocese of having strong lay leadership. This is a church where people are rightly encouraged to use their gifts and talents for the service of the kingdom. And I affirm this trait at Christ Church because I think this is exactly how Christ intends his church to be, where people, everyone is using their gifts as God calls and equips them. I don't know if you remember, but when I arrived 3 years ago, the leadership team, it was very strong, but a lot of people had held on during the interim. They had been ready to retire and they stayed on. And I remember at the time thinking, where on earth are we going to find people for these some of these important roles like the pastoral care coordinator? Lonnie was ready to move on to new ministries. The envelope secretary, and very soon, the youth ministry leadership. And yet God raised up people to serve. In a few, and new gifts continue to be identified and put into service here at Christ Church. On Thanksgiving weekend, for example, Peter Misashek will be preaching, not a stewardship sermon. He's going to be preaching a sermon as part of a discernment process around gifts in teaching ministry. The reality is, of course, that sometimes we know, you know, there are not people to step forward into ministries as people retired. Some of you may know that we had a midweek playgroup called Hip Kids, and when the ministry leaders stepped down because of work commitments, we weren't able to find anybody, so we released that ministry. Part of discerning where God is leading in ministry depends on the raising up of new leadership. And when leadership isn't found, that is often a sign that we are invited to relinquish that ministry, even if it's just for a season. And I think this is a related gift in leadership, and it's attitudinal. Leadership here I have found to be flexible, to be open to the new things that God is doing, and to be able to relinquish old ministries when it seems clear the time has come for that ministry has come and gone. So I affirm these gifts of lay leadership and encourage you here this morning to consider where God might be calling you to serve, especially in this time of transition. Another gift I see here is an administration, spiritual gifts which I see in our wardens, our treasurer, our stewardship committee, our parish administrator, screening coordinator, our envelope secretary, and in other lay people who offer their gifts for ministry. And we often don't think about administration as a particularly spiritual thing, but it really is. Scripture identifies it as a spiritual gift, the planning and use of resources for ministry of the kingdom. And there are great gifts here at Christ Church in this area. Another related pair are intercessions, the spiritual gift of intercessions and mercy. Mercy in our outreach ministries led by Marg Wilkinson and her team, also in our excellent pastoral care ministry headed by our coordinator Verna Kemp, assisted by our chaplain Yvonne Jensen, and our deacon Warren and volunteers at the hospital. And linked in my mind are the spiritual gifts of intercessions. This is a church community that is bathed in prayer. Through our Wednesday prayer group, our prayer chain intercessors, our Sunday morning intercessors, our lay anointers. And the last gift I would discern is that of teaching. Now, teaching we usually think as part of the office of the priest, but I see it also here at Christ Church as a gifting of many of our laity who lead small groups, who lead Bible studies, and even on occasion preach. So I want to bless you this day by affirming the gifts that God has given this community in rather significant ways, the gifts of hospitality and evangelism, of leadership and administration, of mercy and intercessions, and of teaching. Christ Church is the Lord's. And so while we may not always see far along the road ahead, we know that, as in life, our call is simply to take one faithful footstep at a time, walking in obedience to him. So my final word is an affirmation of this community and a call to stay the course. Continue to worship God together. Continue to care for one another. Continue to reach out to your neighbors and serve. Stay close to Jesus and stay close to one another. Especially during this time of transition, exercise patience with one another. There is always a level of anxiety during these interim times as people grieve what was and wonder what is yet ahead. Things do not always run smoothly. Actually, they don't always run smoothly, period. But they especially don't always run smoothly during an interim. So extend grace and understanding with one another. Especially be generous to Darlene as she carries a much bigger load. Be welcoming to Ted, our interim, who's here with us this morning. You can all have a look. He's right at the back. We're going to have a chance to pray for him in a moment. Pray for Christ Church. Pray for its leaders, especially the wardens. And pray that even now God would be preparing the heart of your new pastor for you and you for him or her. Thank you for the gift of these past 3 years. It really has been both a joy and a privilege to serve as your pastor, and I am grateful to you. And I want to say to you as my last words that do not fear, for God is with you. God has been so visibly present with you in the past, and you can trust him to be with you moving into the future. I want to finish not with a prayer, but a song. It's a song I wrote 2.5 years ago. I don't really write music. It was just a melody that kept playing in my head. That was an expression of the goodness that I was seeing that God had been doing and was still doing in your midst here as I listened to you tell me the history of this community. What I was hearing was the story of not a perfect church, but a grace-filled one marked by a long and loving friendship with Jesus. When I played it for Gloria 2 years ago, she told me that it's a waltz, which was appropriate because I imagine Christ catching up you, his church, his bride, in a dance that is tender and sweet, like a loving couple who has seen times together and who have stayed together through thick and thin. I played it for you 2.5 years ago, imagining that I would soon find the words to make it a hymn. But to my great frustration, for someone who is a wordsmith, who has written billions of words, I have never been able to write the words to this song. And as I was reflecting about what I was going to say to you this Sunday, the melody came back, and I realized that the words were never mine to write. God has yet to write the words to this song with you. The lyrics are yet to come. The tune belongs to Christ Church because Jesus, who loves you, is inviting you to continue the dance with him. And the tune is called Christ Church.